It is springtime, and in parched western states, a lot of people are watching closely as snows melt and the rivers rise. Now, satellites can monitor water levels in the biggest rivers, but they do not spot the smaller streams and waterways that feed into them. As KUNC's Ray Ellen Bushell reports, some Colorado scientists have hit on a new way of tracking those smaller streams, inspired by Pokemon.
Before we get to Pokemon, let's start with the problem. And to do that, we have to start here.
So Stephanie, the next point, we'll just pull off on the right here by the mailbox.
Stephanie Kampf and Kira Puntini-Desmond are both hydrologists with Colorado State University. And on one very windy, cold morning, they took me through a valley in northern Colorado to check in on some of their favorite streams.
Check it out.
Puntini-Desmond bolted out of the car and across the street.
Scurrying across.
She'd seen something really exciting. It was barely more than a wet ditch, but it was wet.
It's no longer frozen. The water is actively flowing.
These hydrologists are all about the underdog streams, the ones you could step across without even jumping. They say it's the little tiny streams that are really exciting and important when it comes to forecasting water supply, even if they might look a little underwhelming.
It is really an impressive looking in person, and any one of these streams is just a really small little rivulet, really.
That's Tamlin Pavelski, a hydrologist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
But if you think about the number of these streams that there are across the country, it's staggering.
Pavelski is a big river kind of guy, like wider than a football field big, or see it from space big. And even he says, yes, those small potato streams are really important. We have one Mississippi River, he says, but thousands, maybe millions of tiny streams constantly turning on and off.
And so in many ways, they actually dwarf something like the Mississippi in terms of their importance.
Their importance for forecasting water supply. But here's the thing. Little streams are really difficult to track. You can't see them from satellites. They don't show up on most maps. When they do, the data's often wrong, especially after something like a wildfire or a flood. For hydrologists like Stephanie Kampf, that was frustrating. How could they ever make water forecasts better if they didn't even know where the streams were? And then,
I wanna be the very best.
Pokemon Go entered the world.
And there are all these people walking around with mobile phones looking for Pokemons.
The hydrologists got an idea.
Wouldn't it be great if those people walking around were actually collecting data that would be useful?
So they got funding from NASA and teamed up with a citizen science app, the one that Kira Puntini-Desmond has just pulled up on her phone. It's called Stream Tracker, and they're recruiting anyone with eyeballs, legs, and smartphones to check in on small streams in their area and report back really basic information. Where is it, and is it flowing, dry, or frozen?
Let's see. Comment. Frozen. Then we save it, and we're good to go.
Cool. Less than a year in, they have about 80 people of all ages. School kids, hikers, retirees, monitoring streams in Colorado, Arizona, Ohio, and Utah. And of course, they'll keep checking in on their own streams near Fort Collins, Colorado, like this one.
So I've really enjoyed stopping here because it's always a surprise. Is it flowing today or is it not?
It was dry, but other ones should be thawing. And as Desmond Puntini puts it, turning on right about now, feeding into the reservoirs and rivers that will water thirsty cities in the months to come. For NPR News, I'm Ray Ellen Bushell.
That story came to us from the Mountain West News Bureau. And get this, you can help track streams. Just go to www.streamtracker.org.